This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The holiday season is already here now. You're going to start seeing lots of commercials about Christmas and, of course, Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving coming up this week. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to us, Kevin Jackson Show. We have a lot to be thankful for. All of America does, including the brain-dead, moronic leftist zombies. 4 glorious years of Trump, soon to be followed by 4 even more glorious years of Donald Trump. Because I believe the Lord in heaven is looking out for Donald Trump. What a year 2020 has been, folks. And when you think about 2020 vision, you know, this is the year that we're all, I mean, theoretically, we should all be reflecting. We're not going to see another 2020. I mean, it's not going to happen for, what, the next one's 30-30. I mean, this is it. This was our year to sort of make everything happen. And you know what? I think it's exactly what did happen. The exposure of the left and what these people are willing to do. I mean, talk about 2020 vision and getting an idea of what we really face. What a year for all of this to occur, right? Next year, you're going to look back on this and it isn't going to be nearly as bad as you think. I mean, despite what the left tried to do, because at some point in life, things have to correct. Think about all that has happened politically this year. Donald Trump, for 4 years, has been hunted by the Democratic Party, by the leftists, who want to implement socialism as part of a new world order. And our brothers and sisters, the people that we work with, you know, play with, live with, etc., inside of this country are waging a civil war, and they are using the Chinese, the Iranians, the Spanish, the Canadians, anybody they can to fight against the 80 million people that voted for Donald Trump and the people that support his policies, the people that support sanity. That would be you and me. And they don't even have a care in the world about it. I told you guys about that scene in Schindler's List where Germans just indiscriminately were shooting Jews. Trust me when I tell you, the Democrats don't care. They would gladly, happily do the same to us. And I'm not exaggerating it. The only reason why we maintain our voices right now in the year of vision 2020 is because we're armed. And because many of us are willing to speak out, we use our First Amendment rights to protect our Second Amendment rights. And that is the only reason these people would, they don't care. Do you think they care? Thanksgiving, you can only have 10 people maximum. And oh, by the way, shh, whisper, don't talk loud. And for the record, no singing. Because if you sing, well, you have a much bigger chance of spreading a dreaded Wu flu that you might not even know that you have. It's insane. This is the year, 2020, that Democrats gave us clear vision of who they are, and they have blown up their party. I know they think they're going to win, and they're walking around here smug. But you better know, the elites within the Democratic Party wake up like a train is look at them like a train's coming at them. They are scared to death. They continue their skullduggery, their trickery. They aren't going to let up. But what they don't understand is they got a warden, educated billionaire who has been a scrapper his whole life, and he's willing to fight. All right, I know we got the big news that happened on Sunday. I didn't talk about it yesterday. Sidney Powell leaving the Trump team. I don't see it as that big of news. I had a packed show yesterday and I decided to talk about it. I'm going to talk about it today. but in a few minutes. How about that for a teaser? A cliffhanger to keep you coming back. You better come back to the KevinJacksonShow.com. 844-551-8255. People were blowing up my social media on Sunday. Others were asking me during the show yesterday, you know, on Facebook and Twitter. We have another channel on Facebook that they can reach us. Anyway, they were asking me why I didn't discuss Sidney Powell. I said I did. I talked about all the interviews she'd done on Sunday on Saturday and Sunday over the weekend. And that to me was important because it had revelations in it that I was like, wow. Like the one about having Comer on tape saying he was going to thwart the election. I don't know. Look, I don't know what evidence you can have, but you got affidavits of people saying, here's what we did. Here's what happened. You got the guy who can control it and who is known in public in 2016 to say we can manipulate elections. And he says on an Antifa call, don't worry, I've made sure Trump's not going to win. I don't know about you, but ain't no need worrying what tomorrow's gonna bring. Y'all got me singing the whinings on my show. Oh, man, ain't no need to worry. And this is what we know. I want you to understand, we don't get an insight to this stuff. We get dribs and drabs and innuendo, which, by the way, is what I think got Sidney in trouble, is too much innuendo. But yeah, people were blowing up my social media. Kevin, why didn't you talk about it? I discussed her revelations. I discussed all the innuendo and what's coming because that's important stuff. Look, you know as much as I know. I'm no guru at this stuff. I mean, maybe I am. Melissa tells me all the time, you're a lot brighter than you think. And you do provide insights, and what comes naturally to your brain does not come naturally to others. Maybe that comes from just years of being a logistician and, you know, and a person who analyzes things and had to do it at the highest level. I couldn't get it wrong if I was in your $50 or $100 million company trying to help you figure out a strategy. So maybe it is easy for me, but it sure seems easy. And you people are bright. You come to me with some really amazing stuff. By the way, let me say this. I get a shout out on my show about help, and a lady named Angie contacted me, and she's a marketing guru, and we spoke, and she's already helping me. Angie, you are a jewel. You know who you are. You can play this clip for all your friends if you know who I'm talking about. Anyway, appreciate you responding back, and I appreciate the caller who asked me where does he send money? We love it. Thank you. We'll be back.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. 64. Paid for by U.S. Med.
The trick in runoff elections, or any election for that matter, is to get the right message to the right person. Think of it as a smart bomb. This isn't an ad that everyone sees on the nightly news. This is a video delivered to a persuadable voter right after they request their mail-in ballot. The Republican National Committee knows how to talk to Trump voters to make sure that they show up. But as we can see from the results of the presidential election, it won't be enough to win these two critical Senate races. I partnered with Protect American Values PAC to help them go after the people the RNC won't be talking to. We reach these new voters with targeted videos and social advertising, and we tell them why. Even if they didn't vote for President Trump, they need to vote for Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. Here's something you might not know. Ralph Warnock, one of the Democratic candidates for Senate, once compared Israel to the apartheid South Africa. I bet Jewish voters in Atlanta don't know it either. And we can find them and we can make sure that they know the truth. This is how we advance the conservative cause and put a check on Joe Biden's ability to turn our nation into a socialist nightmare. To donate, go to protectingamericanvalues.com /Kevin Jackson.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Life became dramatically different this year in 2020. The leftists, the socialists, the New World Order groups, they sneaked it in on you. And many of you happily capitulated. You just went right into it. It's just, you walked right into the gas chamber.
What is this? I'm not really sure what's happening in here.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I'm not trying to reflect back on a horrible situation that happened during the Holocaust, but I'm telling you, what we did is exactly what happened in Germany, where people didn't know what was going on, but they just went with it. And I'm telling you, the New World Order people, the people that went, can we manipulate society into becoming lemmings? They did it. And many conservatives went right with it. Oh, I know. Oh, Kevin, we were forced to. You know, we had to fly with masks and all that. I get it. I flew with masks. What are you going to do? You don't control the airlines. But you know what? We should be looking at laws that don't allow for these draconian processes, these draconian practices to happen. We should be changing the law. We run things, not the government. I mean, we sit in air. Think about the people that you sat in closed places with. You've gone to movie theaters. You've gone to concerts. You've gone to enclosed stadiums. You've sat in airplanes and on and on. You've done it, and people have had all kinds of diseases, tuberculosis, flus, colds, etc. And now suddenly it's oh my gosh, I can't believe I was sitting around with all these people. Stay your distance. It's insane. And all of it is being driven, politically driven. Why do you think the Democrats cheated to the level that they did? Because they want this to continue. Life is so different, folks. You're going to reflect back on this year and wonder, what the hell happened to your sanity? Self-imposed lockdown, self-imposed imprisonment, self-imposed enslavement, homeschooling of your own kids, and you pay the taxes for it. Teachers are, we're still teaching. No, you're not. When I'm the one having to review the assignments, make sure it's being done and all that, what's my role and where's my check? Somebody show me where my paycheck is for teaching my kid for essentially a semester. Half the school year. What do teachers make? You know what? I don't even care. Tell me we're underpaid, but give me my $20,000. Because I earned it. Took years off my life teaching my youngest son. Holy cow. We better wake up in this country. We are the last bastion of hope for the world. And if we let these leftist clowns steal this election, which we won't, we being the Trump team and what we're trying to do with our little effort with the PAC and all that, we are doing everything we can to thwart this. This Senate election, big deal. And do you think the Democrats are, here's the good news. At least they know we're watching now. If you're going to cheat, understand we're watching everything that you do. That's not going to stop them, because Democrats cheat. That's what they do. They are programmed to cheat. A Democrat will cheat you, steal from you. They will do whatever they want, and they will rationalize doing it because you know what? You had it and they didn't. They wanted it and you had it. They don't think about it. It's reptilian. You get, oh, geez, I brought home an extra $1,000. The minute it comes out of your mouth, they're plotting on how to get it. And they will use, to quote Malcolm X, any means necessary. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. It is the Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255. I'm not lecturing you. I'm not lecturing you at all. I'm giving you the scoop. I'm giving you the straight truth. If you don't like it, there's many other places to go on the internet to hear the lies, to hear somebody go, you're so cute. Oh, you're amazing. I'm not going to tell you that. I'm going to tell you about yourselves. I'm going to tell you why country after country is finally fighting back against these stupid lockdowns. Oh, the media is going to push it. We're getting more COVID. Oh, you're going to love this. Gavin Newsom, governor of California, has excluded Hollywood from COVID restrictions. Hollywood doesn't have to play by the rules. You do. Your business does, but not Hollywood. Think about that. We got a lot to talk about today, folks. There is too much to talk about on any given day. I am going to cover my thoughts because you keep asking about where Sidney Powell's role is and the legal prospects going forward, blah, blah, blah. I always tell you, stop worrying. Donald Trump, oh, Pennsylvania. I told you what's going to happen in Pennsylvania. We'll talk about it. But I told you, there's no place where they kicked out Trump's lawsuit. Oh, my gosh, it's over. What are we going to do? We conservatives, we're gone. No, we're not. Get a backbone and keep fighting. Stop acting like a bunch of pansies. Oh, man. I'm not going to say, oh, ye of little faith, because I know a lot of you out there are going, Kevin, I'm starting to feel better. Yeah, you keep questioning.
I get the text. I get the instant messages. There's 50,000 ways to communicate with a brother, and y'all use them all. And that's okay. It's cool. It's cool. Because I love you. But I ain't worried about it. We got this government that is planning and plotting to take money from you, give it to people that don't want to work. They want it to appear that the government is doing it. And let me tell you something, conservatives. You are programmed to work. You are programmed. You will do it. Yeah. But the Democrats screwed up with this WooFlu thing because the lockdowns and people's inability to earn money is what did it. See, it's human nature to work. Despite what leftists want people to believe, that you should sit on your butts and do nothing, that is not the way you're programmed. If you, when you find that thing that you want to do, you will get up in the morning gladly, happily, with a no hitch in your giddy up. You will go to work because you love it. Have you ever seen anybody that loves their job? And they whistle while they work. I'm saying they love. Well, you're listening to somebody that does. I love what I do. I don't know if I'll be written up in history. I don't know if I'll be a footnote, an anecdote. Doesn't even matter. I get up in the morning and I know what my day is about and I freaking love it. Once you find what you love, folks, you can't wait to get up in the morning to do what you do. Why do you think 73% of people who graduate college don't use their degrees? They rarely find what they love. The system is set up so this rarely happens. Because they don't want people to be happy. You know, in the Constitution where it says life, liberty, and well, you know the thing, the pursuit of happiness. These people keep changing jobs. They get discouraged. They settle to just what? Make a living. That's the leftist system. But 27% of people who love what they do, the burden will shift to us to take care of those who finally give up. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo blaming China for the coronavirus outbreak.
Kuwait around the world are suffering. because the Chinese Communist Party failed to properly alert the world that it had a public health disaster on its hands.
Pompeo speaking at an event with the foreign minister of Kuwait, also saying the United States and Kuwait have a special relationship.
Kuwait is one of our most important strategic partners throughout the Middle East, and our administrations work hard to deepen the historic bonds between our two countries.
Pennsylvania's Department of State on Tuesday certified the results of the November 3rd election, according to Democratic Governor Tom Wolf. The governor saying Joe Biden earned the Keystone State's 20 electoral votes. The Dow topped 30,000 for the first time, marking a rapid turnaround since the index fell below 19,000 in the early days of the pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News. Nearly 86,000 Americans are in the hospital and being treated for COVID-19. Yesterday's total is the 14th straight day of a record high in hospitalizations. The number of Americans being cared for in the nation's hospitals has more than doubled in a month. Despite those numbers, airports are still the busiest they've been since the pandemic began. Many folks getting tested before that holiday trip. As far as if that means you're safe, Dr. Olavine Carsequillo says...
And that's what people want me to tell them, and the answer is, unfortunately, I cannot guarantee that. First of all, if you get tested today, and you're exposed yesterday, the test will probably come back negative, so it's not 100% guaranteed. And two, I can't guarantee what happens the next couple of days after your test comes back negative either.
That audio courtesy of News Nation. President Trump is soon pardoning a turkey in the annual holiday tradition. Corn and cob are competing for the presidential pardon, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Did you guys see the graphic? It was Yahoo News. And it read, son of former reality star gets COVID. And it was a picture of Don Jr. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. What an insult to the President of the United States. Look, I don't care if people don't call President Trump president. I didn't call Obama president. I still don't. I don't believe he was president material. It wasn't a disrespect of the office. It was a disrespect of the man who held the office. I have no respect for Barack Obama. He's a fraud. A total fraud. In fact, we're going to talk about his book here in a bit. Make a little fun of him. I respect him as a human being. I respect him as in his, you know, take away the presidency. Absolutely. I wish the Obama family no ill will. I think that the money that they've gained is ill-gotten. But you know what? If there are people out there who are willing to pay for that sort of whatever drivel that the Obamas have, congratulations to them. It's like I heard Thomas Sowell say, who's one of my idols, I'm not going to try to get between a man and his money. Do what you do your thing. He was talking about Al Sharpton when asking what would you say to Al Sharpton? You know, how would you get? And he said, I'm not going to counsel with him. That's the way he makes his money. You think you're going to change his mind on how he's made a living? Good luck with that. If you've ever worked for yourself and you get up in the morning and you have to make a buck and somebody comes along and goes, hey, listen, I want to stop you from cutting yards today, you know, cutting lawn or going to do pool service. Because I want to talk to you about some multi-level marketing thing. You're like, get the heck out of my face. I got to go make this money. You ever thought about your future? You know, I mean, if you're self-employed, you're always thinking, I mean, if you're smart, you're thinking ahead. And you're going, you know, how do I do this? How do I plan for my kids this? How do I plan for our vacation? How do we plan to get this new house, pay off a car, whatever. You are in constant mode of not letting people interfere with your money. The only people you want to talk to are the people that say, I think I can help you. I think I have a solution that can help you bring more back, more value. Me and one of my best friends, he's an insurance guru. And literally, I'm going to tell you, if you got a company of practically any size, but he doesn't want to work with like little bitty guys. But if you've got a decent sized company, I promise you, he could come in. and he can save you tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, and he doesn't even have to think hard. And you know what he's asking me? He said, Kev, I'm thinking about going on my own, and because he was giving me some scenarios, and I said, I don't know why you didn't do this a decade ago, and he starts laughing. I said, dude, you are top notch. This guy taught me how to sell. I go, you are top notch. I've often wondered, I go, is it fear? Because you don't have it. You're fearless. He goes, nah, man, it's not that. And he went on to explain it. This dude can save people. I mean, he saved companies billions of dollars. And that's not even getting into his real knowledge. He's a guru. So, but here's a guy that can go and impact you positively. But shoot, you know, there are guys that'll people. You know who the biggest person to interfere with you and your success? It's you. It's like my buddy. He makes a good living. I think he said he made $600,000 last year. But he goes, Kev, I'm watching these guys. You know, this guy, he's pulling down $2 million on one account. And he's explaining. And he goes, I feel guilty because I want to tell the account this guy's ripping you off. I go, well, don't do that. But anyway, we've had these discussions. And I'm going, go do it. This is a guy who is one of the most fearless sales guys. And he doesn't want to go do it. He's afraid. There's a little bit of fear. I go, man, if I had your knowledge of that, I would have done it a long time ago. I have my knowledge, what I do, and I did it. I took the plunge. I left management consulting in 2009 as a young dude, wrote a book, thought that book was going to pay me forever, some big money, and then found out I was a book salesman and not a very good one. And then my life changed dramatically. We almost went bankrupt and then had to rebuild in a whole new industry in my 40s. Not easy to do. But guess what? I'm fearless. I'm fearless in this. I'm fearless in what we're trying to do here. We need to be fearless. Because the Democrats are the most destructive force on the face of the earth. They are worse than hurricanes, tornadoes, mudslides, tsunamis, whatever. You name it, a Democrat can destroy it and will. If it involves humans, they will kill you by the thousands. They will kill millions. It's been proven. These are people that want to control you, and they will do it. And the only thing standing between us and them is our Constitution and our willingness to enforce it and to get people in there like President Trump, who's willing to fight like a rabid Wolverine on behalf of the American people. Now, let's talk about Sidney Powell, because everybody wants to cover this. I considered Sidney Powell the Fauci of Trump's legal team, only she's competent. You know, boisterous, out there, you know, probably going against the grain, probably ruffling a few feathers. But I looked at her as, you know what? She's making waves. She's making ripples. She's getting people's attention. She's got the other side having to ask questions about this cheat, the big cheat. Now, we're talking about Biden and this cheat because we, from a common sense perspective, we all know that Joe Biden did not get 11 million more votes than Baby Black Jesus 2008 version, circa 2008. Didn't happen. Every Democrat on the planet knows it. And this anti-Trump sentiment that they're talking about has been debunked because Trump got over 10 million more votes that have been counted more than he got in 2016. So don't tell me people don't like him. They like him a heck of a lot more than they did. And that's only talking about the legal votes. I'm talking about Trump lost votes through the voting system, through the crooked nature of what Democrats have done. I can give you statistic after statistic of how there should be. There's no way 159.8 million people voted in this election for reals. That's a number that's so distorted. It's so out there. It pales. 67% of America voted. The largest number in the history of the Republic in modern since we've been keeping the stats. It's insane. It did not happen. During the time of Obama, 61.6% of the people voted. That is the high water mark. What I'm getting at is 38% of the people and close to 40% at any given election, sometimes more, don't care. They aren't interested. They're not political. They move. And you know who they tend to be? They tend to be young people. They tend to be people that are just out there going, man, what's it matter? I'm making a living. They're not disenfranchised. They choose not to vote. They choose not to participate in the system. Just like there are people who keep their sanity who don't want to know the dirty inner belly, inner workings of politics. Because it helps them stay sane. So we know that 40% of the people aren't going to vote. And I gave you guys the numbers. In Minnesota, 91% of the people voted. This is according to numbers I got off Snopes, their numbers. Do you believe 91% of the people in Minnesota are that plugged in? Because I don't. I believe they're going to follow a natural pattern of somewhere between 55 to 65%. And anything above that is a flag for fraud. Wisconsin, 89% of the people voted. I'm not buying it. If the president and his team want to start somewhere, start there. Just take those two places and say, take anywhere that you got over 60% of the vote, where the state voted over 60%, and I promise you, everything over the 60 is fraudulent. Everything. Now you go do the math on that. So anyway, Powell is competent. She's been the face of the Trump legal team, which, quite frankly, might be the reason that she's not on it. I remember when Giuliani and this other chick were there. I thought the woman was the lead attorney. I wasn't sure. It was between Rudy and her. They brought in Sidney Powell. I never thought of Sidney Powell as taking over. I thought of her as being an ancillary part to the team. Significant. And then somehow, I don't know how, she's, you know, Rudy would be leading the press conferences. They bring Sidney up, and Sidney became the focal point. And maybe it all came to a head with this Tucker thing. We want evidence. As I've said before, and this is repeat, yeah, of course we want evidence, but she's not going to give you evidence. Look at what Schiff and team do. They come out, they make these bold statements. We're going to have enough evidence to prove that Trump is cheating with Ukraine. And they produce nothing.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 Plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Double benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Talking about Sidney Powell and Russell. Shake-up that happened over the weekend, I believe on Sunday. And people are speculating as to what's going on and all that, and rightfully so. As I mentioned, Sidney Powell had sort of become the Fauci of the Trump legal team. But I don't mean that in a disparaging way, because I can't stand Fauci. Fauci is a self-serving slime ball who needed to be taken out of government years ago. And he's like Colin Kaepernick at this point. You know, that people are going to make him into an icon, and he's not. He, of course, he'll get every award. He'll get Emmys. He'll get Grammys, Nobel Peace Prizes, etc. But in the real scheme of things, he'll be looked at in history as one of the slimes who perpetrated one of the biggest hoaxes on America and the world. He was part of that cabal. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to, folks, it is the KevinJacksonShow.com. Hopefully you'll tell everybody about us. If you want to find anything that we do, go to kevinjackson.me. We're going to redo that website, and it'll have everything that we do because, you know, it's just too tough to keep up with everything. So that's going to be our hub. It may change a little bit. We may change it to the Kevin Jackson Network, so you can jot that down. Lots coming up in the way of housekeeping and telling you guys what we're into. 1619 Project is moving briskly. You can go to 1619secrets.com and you can see what we're talking about there. So it's a project of seeking educational excellence. People are infusing hatred in this country, in your face. Hatred. Hatred of white people. If I was a white person, I would be the most outspoken person on the planet. I would be calling black people out. You lazy, shiftless people. You have every advantage in the world right now, and you don't take it. And you want to blame whitey. Well, this whitey here ain't taking the blame. Unbelievable. The unbelievable hubris of you people. Yeah, I'm going to do a Ross Perot. You people, you black folks. You're so weak. When did you become weak? You're a disgrace to your ancestors. Your ancestors weren't weak. They withstood everything, and they still made it. And you weak-kneed sissies, you bunch of pansies. Oh, please, government, help me, please. Biggest pansies on the planet. And you run everything. You run, you got music moguls, entertainment moguls. What's his name? The guy that makes the Madea stuff. Mogul. Multi-million, probably billionaire. Oprah Winfrey. You got more examples of successful people who we know by one name. LeBron, Oprah, Denzel. And all you do is complain. And you think Joe Biden's going to save you? He ain't saving you. He's been part of the problem. He's the reason why you think so lowly of yourself. You think the leftists are going to save you? You cheat for them in droves. You bunch of silly Negroes. You cheat for them in droves. And then you expect change. And when you don't get it, who do you blame? You blame some other white guy that's got nothing to do with it. You should be ashamed of yourselves. That's what I would talk about. And I'm going to talk about that in the Kev Talks for those of you who want the deeper dive. Look, here's what you do on YouTube. You go to YouTube, you search Kevin Jackson, the Black Sphere, Kevin Jackson, comma, the Black Sphere, comma, or Kev Talks, Kevin Jackson, Kev Talks, something like that, and you'll probably find us. And then subscribe if you want a deeper dive. But let me tell you, I know many of you do. You contact me because you're asking, where do I find it? Where do I find it? And here's the good news for you. I give you teasers of what I'm going to talk about through the radio show. Right now we're talking about Sidney Powell, the face of the Trump team. And many people like that. I've done two Kev Talks on Sidney Powell. One of them was Beware the Pale Horse. And the name that sat upon him was Sidney Powell, not death. Well, death to the Democrats. And then I did another one where I featured what I thought were the three biggest things that came out of her press conference. Oh, actually, it was an interview she did with Howie Carr, and I did a segment of that on the radio as well. So I think she's a rock star. I love what she did for General Flynn. I loved her as an addition to the Trump team, a woman, outspoken woman. But I'm going to tell you, here's what the White House issued. They said, Sidney Powell is practicing law on her own. This is what Rudy Giuliani said. And so did Jenna Ellis. That's the other girl's name, Jenna Ellis. She's not a member of the Trump legal team. She is also not a lawyer for the president in his personal capacity. Now, one of my friends texted me before the story broke and said, what's up with this? It seems like they're distancing themselves from Sydney. And I was like, I text back and said, really don't know. I'm not kidding. It literally just broke. The story just broken. I should have written about it then because I would have got a lot more traffic than I did when I did finally write about it. But I dismissed it. I commented that, I think I said something along the lines of, I wish Sydney would keep things a little closer to the chest when she's doing these interviews. I think she's letting too much out through innuendo. And you could, if you're smart, and I am, you can sort of read between the lines of where they're going, and that lets people redirect their strategy. As a strategist, I want to put things out selectively to get you to do what I want you to do. I always tell politicians, I said, my strategy for your campaign is we put out your message that causes your opponent to react and change their message, change their personality, change whatever it is they're doing. Your message should stay on point, but it should be so well crafted to where your opponent has to make a move. That's success when you're looking at strategy. And of course, there's multiple ways of doing that, and there's other iterations and tangential things that I can discuss about it, but I'm not, it is what it is. It can be complicated, and it depends on what it is. Think of strategy as a chess game. You move one piece differently, you're going to move your, pawn to king's, whatever, and if you decide, no, I'm going to move my rook, whole game changes. And that's exactly how life works, and it's certainly how politics works. So, was Sydney giving too much? Maybe. I think that they felt like she wasn't controlling the way information was coming out. Now, she was very coy in not giving, like when Tucker Carlson, well, you need to have proof. I don't have to give you any proof. I mean, when did CNN require proof of anything? Adam Schiff would go on there and make these crazy we have plenty of evidence that Donald Trump is colluding with Russia, and we will prove it. And it goes away. It's in the ether. Has anybody ever held any Democrat to the standard of proof? Bring me proof, and then I'll let you interview. Now, I'm not saying, Fox wants to hold themselves to a higher standard. Fox News sucks. I told you guys I wrote a letter to both presidents of Fox News. I know them personally. And congratulated them on their stupidity. I finally took the gloves off and said, I'm never going back on that network. Screw them. So I told them about themselves. You throw people away when they tell the truth. And you keep people who are liars. You bring them in. Donna Brazile is a freaking liar. And a cheater. And I could go on. Paul Ryan on your board? Insanity. Anyway, so my friend sees this text, sends me a text and says, what's going on? I didn't know. My mom, my play mom, Mary, she sends me a text, son, what do you think? I don't know. But I can speculate. Anyway, Powell goes on to say, I agree with the statement today. I will represent we the people and seek the truth. I intend to expose all the fraud, let the chips fall where they may. So, and she's fundraising for this, and she's going to continue to fight. I don't know what she's going to do. I don't think she needs the money. But I suspect her style was a bit too aggressive for Giuliani. I know Giuliani. I've been with Rudy a few times. He's a bit of a control freak and an egomaniac. Now, he's more media savvy than Powell, and he does have attack dog tendencies, but he's very selective. He knows how to play the strategy game, and I think, if you want my opinion, I don't believe Sydney knows how to play strategy. I don't think she understands strategy as well as Rudy. But she does know how to draw attention. And all these media outlets that want proof, they may very well get it. And when they get it, they're going to have to play it. She was right to refuse, but I think the president's team felt that the optics were too bad for them to keep. That's my opinion.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.